And welcome back to Dads on the Air, coming to you around Australia on the Community Radio Network. In this program, we bring you informing and entertaining conversations with a wide range of interesting people on topics of fatherhood, family and parenting, and men's and boys' issues. Hi, I'm Bill Cable, and today we are crossing the ditch to Christchurch on the southern island of New Zealand, and our guests are Donald Pettit and Ian Ferguson. Donald has been the CEO of the Canterbury Men's Centre since they started some 11 years ago, and in his role he has supported the development of a large number of men's sheds in the region, created a large counselling and social work support service for men, and advocated and supported Kiwi men in many ways. Donald is a registered social worker and has experience working in a range of community groups as well as a background in child protection services. Ian Ferguson, who we're also welcoming today, is a photographer who has taught himself photography by taking some 40,000 portraits on the street, and he has been advocating for men's rights for many years. This year he submitted a shadow report to the UN for New Zealand's Universal Periodic Review of Human Rights. He's also been practicing Wing Chun Kung Fu for nearly 10 years. So, Donald and Ian, welcome to Dad's on the Air.
Hey, Bill. Great. Great to be here.
Let's start with Donald. New Zealand is a long way from the West Indies, and I'm just wondering who set up the International Men's Day in New Zealand?
It was Ian about 6 months ago. He was just telling me he got it in his head. He really wanted to give it a go this year. Well, maybe you're better to tell that story, yeah?
The last few years, I've had a rather poor effort at getting International Men's Day off the ground. It's come around each year, and I thought, I should do something about that. But this year, I thought I'd like to do something more. So I got in touch with the UK coordinator for Men's Day, Glenn Paul, and said, what can I do to do something more? And my idea was, before I spoke to him, was, well, if I make myself like the official coordinator for Men's Day in New Zealand, then I'll have a bit more weight to try and get people like the Human Rights Commission to do something, you know, a little bit more leverage to push other people to do things. But it turned out that we're doing a lot more than I had anticipated. So that's kind of the story of where we are at the moment.
Is there an International Men's Day celebration in other parts of the country?
On the day, Bill. The idea is just, we're thinking this first year that if a group, anybody is listening, for example, wants to just tell people where they'll be on a day close to International Men's Day, like a cafe or a pub or whatever, just be there, wear a funny colored hat or whatever. And we've done this practice a few times with a couple of groups now. I've done it too, where we tell a guy just, you know, a man or a woman who's in the crowd, hey, just tell us the name of a man you admire or respect and tell us why. And it's quite a moving thing to do. I did it with a group of about 15 guys there about a month ago, and quite a bit of gravity into the room. You know, guys don't often hear themselves being spoken of as being heroes, and hear stories about men being great. Well, I mean, it felt really like a good clean shower, actually, for most of us, I think.
So is that what you see International Men's Day as being all about? Is it to promote men seeing themselves a bit differently?
Well, to me, that's a desirable outcome. I guess, you know, a lot of the focus is on, even when people are sympathetic to men, the focus is really on helping us not be so sick or not be so unwell or to stop killing ourselves or whatever. And though that's nice, you know, to have us be cared for when we're depressed, and that's all nice. But I think actually, that, you know, celebrating the good aspects of people, well, it makes you and them feel good. Appreciating is such an important thing to do as part of health, well-being. But also, that's how you inspire people. Like, if I'm telling my 11-year-old son, you know, what I like about who he is and what he does, he's going to do that a heck of a lot more. So I'm guessing that, you know, that's another thing about men, just telling them what we love about them and giving them something to aspire to be is a healthy thing.
Yeah, and from my point of view, I was thinking about it as like, well, I came at it from the point of view was, men have all these issues that need resolving. How can we resolve those issues? And then I thought, well, the basic issue that we need to address before we can address those issues is just having conversations about men. And having conversations about men without being political and bringing in gender politics to it is kind of difficult. So the thing that we kind of stumbled upon it, really, is just telling stories about men that we know that are just good, solid men, and we respect them. It clicked, and you know, it seems to be really powerful, and people are responding to it. And I'm actually thinking that, well, maybe the next year's theme and for the International Men's Day community might be something different, but I'm thinking we might just stick to what we've done this year about telling stories about men we know who are, you know, solid men.
You mentioned in passing then, I think, depression among men. I'm guessing that after the earthquake in Christchurch, it might have been more widespread than previously anyway, but is there a depression crisis in New Zealand?
There is a peaking suicide incidence of suicide in Canterbury, but around New Zealand even more so right now, especially in Auckland, from what I understand. I haven't seen the recent data. That's what I've been told by people working inside the system, that there's like a 20 or 30% increase in the last year or so, which is quite a huge step. I don't know what people are claiming is driving it. We are still in earthquake recovery here, even though 7 years ago I lost my house, for example, and I know a lot of people where I live, they're still rebuilding and so on. And I think that kind of thing just needs an ongoing level of trauma in a community. You Australians have obviously gone through similar things, haven't you? You know, and you're going through a drought now as well.
That's true. And in the really rural areas, in the rural areas of Australia, certainly the farmers out there are suffering from depression and a high suicide rate as well. So these natural disasters can add to what's, you know, an underlying problem, I suspect.
Yeah, the one thing I'd like this international men's day just for that reason. It's happy clappy stuff, you know. The rest of the year, Ian and I will work on the other stuff as well. but it's been a lot of fun so far. Once again, I've taken three groups through that process I described. Just name a man, tell us what you like about him, and each time it's been really, just really rewarding. I encourage any of your listeners to do it. Pause and do it right now, you know, and just think of a guy that they admire. And heck, you know, what we've done on our Facebook page is we get people to post a guy's name as well, so they're tagging them while they're saying this, so they circle it around. And we've had some really good posts on there, some beautiful stories.
It's on the Facebook page, and I think you've been supported by Westfield to give a prize to the best one. So, yeah, I don't know if that works for people sending entries from Australia, does it?
Oh, no. Well, the Westfield Mall was I was given a $100 gift certificate. I don't think they knew that. I'm sharing it. They might have given us one if we'd approached them, but in this case, if it's somebody who bought me one, I just threw it in there. We didn't have anything else to throw in. I can't give them my homemade wine, so... that's what we had sitting around the office.
But look, it's a great idea, and as you say, if people go to the website or the Facebook page and look for those tag a man, there are some very inspirational comments about the men in these people's lives. Look, we're going to take a short break now. I might ask Donald if he's picked a song for us, and perhaps tell us why he picked it.
Sure, Greg Brown, telling stories. And this guy's really stuck with me through the years. I think it's that deep, rich, real rich, deep sound. But I think guys telling stories, that's what this event's about. And that's what moves me, you know, men telling their story, because we just don't hear them enough.
Yesterday I was a boy running through the woods. My dog was my buddy, the wind was green and yellow. My dad called me to gather cedar branches, and soon we were sitting around a fire telling stories. Now we only have one life, but we remember others as we go from seed to seed, from glimmer to ashes. Our hands are very small, our eyes are very big, as we sit around the fire telling stories. Standing in the church, then you moved my way. I never saw anything so beautiful. beautiful or so ordinary. It seemed like we'd met before in a dream as real as stone. We were sitting around a fire telling stories. Scared, everyone's alone unless hand reach for hand when the trouble comes. All around the world, when the dark night falls, we should be sitting around the fire telling stories. Like the wind, all we see is change. I tried so hard to hate you, but I love you just the same. When you're gonna visit, when we're gonna be sitting around a fire telling stories. Yesterday I was a boy, tearing through the woods. Oh, my dog was my buddy, and the wind was green and yellow. My dad called to me to gather cedar branches. Soon we were sitting around a fire telling stories.
That was Telling Stories by Greg Brown, and that was specially chosen for us today by our guest Donald Pettit. We're speaking today about International Men's Day in New Zealand. Gentlemen, is IMD open to everyone, or do you restrict it to certain groups of men, say?
No, it's men and women, really important, we think. There might be some groups doing a closed session for themselves or something in morning tea or whatever together, but all those others, there's a bunch of different places in the community. They're still really sorting out who's going to do what, but, you know, there's something in Auckland, something in Wellington, something in Hawke's Bay, Motueka, probably Dunedin. I'm still waiting on a number of other places, so we'll start promoting those in the next few weeks, because it's 2 weeks for us, you know, at this time. We're recording it on the 19th of November. And hopefully at that point it'll all come together and a lot of good stories will be shared.
I mean, the thing is International Men's Day is a grassroots day, so we're not trying to impose Men's Day on people. We're just encouraging people to do it, and anyone can pick it up. If you are a woman and you want to do something for Men's Day, do it. If you're whatever, it doesn't matter. Please do something if you feel inclined to do it.
Yeah.
And even if you disagree on politics or anything, I think the important thing is we want as many people as possible talking about men's issues, men they appreciate on Men's Day. Everyone should be involved if they feel they want to be involved.
And we're becoming much more conscious these days of the LGBTIQ community, I think it is. Are you encouraging people from those diverse groups to also join in?
I've reached out to a few of them and written them emails to let them know that they're coming up. Most of my emails I haven't been responded to from any type of group, but I did get an email back from one of those groups saying that I can make a post on their Facebook page to encourage people to be involved. So, but yeah, I think it's really important to have those groups involved, as with other groups.
And I suppose there might be a bit of a blowback from some people who might object to those people being included. And I guess you might come up against some women who are involved with the Me Too movement. How do you deal with that complaints and criticisms?
It's the beauty of the day, as I see it, is that everyone can say what they want on the day. We're not here to police people's opinions about it. If people have criticisms, then feel free to hear them, and we can have a discussion about that. People shouldn't claim ownership of the day. I think it's important that it's a grassroots thing, and people aren't strong-arming their way in to take over it.
Because also I think there's been some reaction from the International Women's Day people that say, you know, we maybe... there should be a focus on International Women's Day, not International Men's Day. So it seems like no matter what you do, there's going to be someone that's going to have a complaint, isn't there?
Yeah, I was asking Ian when he came in before this interview, and he was saying, well, we haven't had anybody bump against the system yet and say anything negative, really. It's like when I started up the men's center that we did about 12 years ago. I thought people would rip my head off for doing something for men. And I really didn't. You know, people actually have a pretty high regard for men overall, is what I've learned, and they actually want to see them cared for and celebrated. And you know, at least the people that don't want that don't seem to want to come over and chop my head off. So it's been a really affirmative process this last 12 years, and to me, that I'm not expecting anybody to pick on us for International Men's Day, and if they do, I don't know. You know, this seems really in bad taste to me.
I mean, something interesting that happened here in New Zealand on International Women's Day was one of our TV hosts went on a bit of a rant complaining that people were asking when is International Men's Day on International Women's Day. So by having International Men's Day, making it public and letting people know when it is, it actually allows International Women's Day to do its thing without the distraction. So it's actually something, having an International Men's Day supports International Women's Day.
And I want to assure any women out there that are listening or women's advocates that there is an International Women's Day, it's just on another day in the year.
8th March.
Yeah, well, it's all such a positive message. And you've mentioned before about the tag a man, where you can honour some man in your life. You've got a few other good things coming up: the biker run and the cuppa in the Cathedral Square. I wonder if you could tell us a little bit about those.
One of the guys that's been involved is into motorbikes and stuff. So he did put his hand up and said, "Look, I'll organise a bike run." So I'm not a biker, so it's a little bit out of my area of expertise, but they're going to be spending something like three or four hours with a couple of half hour stops and just going for a ride, and he's organised a whole bunch of spot prizes and a raffle, and it sounds like it's going to be really good.
Some patches and so on, and they end up at the back of the men's centre for a barbecue, so... That's just a nice day, really. And the cuppa in the square is really just going to be... We're going to be up there buying coffees for people. They have to pay their way through the toll. Of course, they have to fill in one of our postcards, you know, write about a man they adore or admire in their life, and then they get a free coffee. But we're just going to put out a sign and see what happens. And we'll probably have a couple of coffees ourselves and tell a few stories about dudes.
This is pretty much... It's just going to be pretty low. Turn up, see what happens,
Yeah.
And hopefully we'll get some really good stories of men who've done some really good things in people's lives.
Yeah, and there's always a bit of emotion in that. I know with groups here, when you encourage men to, say, talk about the relationship with their own father, it often gets very emotional, and, you know, people sort of have tears and all sorts of things. Are you finding there's a lot of emotion in building up the relationship, say, with men and fathers?
You know, it's a beautiful story between a father and a son. You know, he's put his son up there as a beautiful young man, and we wanted to appreciate him. And very, 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 a lot of endearment and tenderness. And same with, like I mentioned a group earlier, I'd done this with 14 guys. I thought there was a lot of tenderness because it's not a huge community, Canterbury. This was a subgroup of that, and they knew a lot of the guys as well. So when they were telling their stories, it was a very deep interconnection that happened. And very much Greg Brown, you know, we should all be sitting around telling stories, because I don't think men get heard enough, and they don't have that feeling of connection, don't get an opportunity for that feeling of connection as much as they might have done, let's say 30, 40 years ago, to other men. So to me, this is an opportunity to practice that, possibly, but also, once again, just to be inspired and to realize that genders, actually, that gender-shaming stuff, that's another thing where unconsciously or consciously it'll be challenged on it. You know, to be a guy is actually a beautiful thing. I mean, it's a pretty controversial thing to say.
It seems to be. I mean, you talk about masculinity being a tool for combating depression. So, you know, we see a lot of stuff these days about turning little boys more into little girls. But, you know, they've got to retain their masculinity. And it's important that guys like you and International Men's Day are promoting it, I think.
I think it's John Barry in the UK is doing a lot of good work in studying how going with the grain of masculinity is actually really helpful for men's mental health, like embracing stories like the hero's journey, where it's kind of an aspirational and inspirational view of masculinity that, you know, that rather than trying to cut away what's bad about masculinity, embracing the good and the hopeful and the beautiful parts of it, and he's found that that's been really positive for men and men's mental health.
In many ways, I guess you guys are pioneering the way here for International Men's Day and looking for the results. But it's a very, very positive message, and I, you know, based on the experience in other parts of the world as well, I can only hope that it's a great success.
You guys are doing it over in Brisbane at least, aren't you?
Yes, look, we had Glenn Poole, who you mentioned earlier, on the program, and he's talked about a number of the events going on around Australia. It's like the way you're doing. I think it's informal. You put on anything you like, really, and you can register it, and it becomes part of International Men's Day, and it's fostering a very positive attitude, which is very much needed, as I said before, in this era of Me Too. It's great to see men getting a bit of positive press. Look, we've reached the stage of the show, gentlemen. I think we're up to Ian. Ian, you picked a song for us as well. Would you like to tell us which song you picked and why you picked it?
So it's by a band called Ages and Ages. It's called The Visionary, with the subtitle of Do the Right Thing. And I just found it quite inspiring because it's encouraging people to do the right thing, but it doesn't have that kind of cheesy, unrealistic view of the world. You know, do the right thing even though you're suffering. So, I mean, I find that quite inspirational.
Do the right thing, do the right thing. Do it all the time, do it all the time. Make yourself right, never mind them. Don't you know you're not the only one suffering? Do the right thing, do the right thing. Do it all the time, do it all the time. Make yourself right, never mind them. Don't you know you're not the only one suffering? Do the right thing, do the right thing. Do it all the time, do it all the time. Make yourself right, never mind them. Don't you know you're not the only one suffering?
I see you up again, wandering so diligent. Be crossing your T's as though it weren't irrelevant. They say formality, this is what they really meant. They could be the walk, we could be the pavement. Do the right thing, do the right thing. Do it all the time, do it all the time. Make yourself right, never mind them. Don't you know you're not the only one suffering?
So what you're up against, all the disingenuous, they wave you along and say there's always room for us. But we know better than that to take them serious. Still don't let them make you bitter in the process.
And when the light is on, this is how it ought to be. We'll make it all right, they'll come around eventually. They say it's nothing but that ain't the reality. They take us on, but they can never take us easy. And they ain't moving, they just moving around. If you love yourself, you better get out, get out, get out, get out now.
Do the right,
do the right.
And that was Divisionary, Do the Right Thing by Ages and Ages, especially chosen for us today by our guest Ian Ferguson. A big thank you to Donald Pettit and Ian Ferguson for joining us on Dad's on the Air today, and we've been talking about International Men's Day New Zealand. Don't forget, we'd love to hear from any of our listeners. You can go to our website, dadsontheair.com.au, and send us an email and we'll be in touch. If you would like to listen to this show again or any of our shows, go to our website, dadsontheair.com.au, or you can follow us on Facebook or Twitter. So it just remains for me now to give a special thank you across the ditch to our special guests, Donald Pettit and Ian Ferguson. Donald and Ian, thank you very much for being on Dad's on the Air.
Thank you. Thanks, Bill.
And we'll be back next week with another show on Dad's on the Air.